Morning, lads. How are we?
Very good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks for asking, yeah.
Good to have you back on the show, Dave. It's lovely when you're coming on tour. You are one of the hardest working men in comedy. You seem to be constantly on tour, Dave.
Well, I love it so much. I was actually going to have a bit of a sit down and a rest this year in a dark room. And then somebody, maybe yourself even, but somebody last year when I was being interviewed for my last tour, said, so are you doing anything special next year? And I I'm a bit clueless why. So it'll be your 30th anniversary film when you did your very first show ever.
Whoa.
In comedy, which was a talent show in Scarborough at the Opera House. It's not there now, it's a World of Wicker. And it was, I checked up my diaries, and it's in my autobiography, apparently, and it was 1987, so it's 30 years, and I thought, well, I can't let it pass, really, so, and it's also an opportunity to look how it happened, how did that all that happen, from working in a hospital in the NHS for 32 years, and somebody saying to me, you're really funny, you should be a comedian, and me thinking, you're right, I'm hilarious, well, I've never thought of that, and going out doing it in 1987. And then still working at the hospital till 2000. I thought it might be quite an interesting story and slightly different than my other tours in case it's not going to fit. The only theme is my life, really, and how I arrived here. A series of accidents to bring me up to date in 2017.
It is quite an interesting story, Dave, because coming from, because you were working in haematology, to then start in a stand-up and then Phoenix Nights, it's an incredible career, and sort of like, I would imagine when you left the NHS, you wouldn't have believed how successful it would have been.
Well, no, and to be fair, I left the NHS finally on Friday the 13th in the year 2000, and the following week I was on a stage on a rain-swept car park down the road dressed as a giant berry singing Walking in Sunshine, and thinking, is this a shrewd career move there? While an inflatable bouncy castle with Sammy the Snake.
Oh, I love Sammy the Snake.
Sammy the Snake.
Came up behind me. You know, I saw a picture of it the other day, somebody put it on Twitter or something. I just, oh man, look at the state of me there. And I've just sat there dressed as a giant berry all day in the pouring rain. Thinking, I should be sitting at a microscope now, really. That's what I should be doing.
Oh, I love that episode so much. That's great. The tour's called Juggling on a Motorbike, and that has something to do with, I think, one of your stories you did on that initial show that you got noticed on.
Well, this is it, you see, and I was looking for a title rather than just 30th anniversary tour, and I did the show, and it was, I think I got through from Scarborough, I think I got to the final Stairway to the Stars, oh yes, in Torquay, which is a pinch idea, actually, for that Peter Kerr thing, which was the
Star Search,
about the club in that, from where Phoenix came. And yeah, and I got to the final of that, and down in Torquay, and I won it. And I was talking to it was a big deal at the time. You know, it was, the judges were of the time quite big names in terms of, like, Larry Grayson.
Wow.
We're talking 1987, of course. Larry Grayson, Dora Bryan, Buster Merrifield from Fools and Horses. And just a great event, really, massive event. And afterwards, I was in awe, because I'm still working at the hospital. This is all an alien world to me, really. And I'm talking to Larry Grayson, and he just said, as an aside, he was very flattering about the act. He said, but what won it for you? He said, because it was very close, he said, was that the routine you did about the juggler on the motorbike. And so I've often reflected that if I hadn't done that routine, so I haven't won that talent competition, would any of it have happened? Or would I have just thought, well, I gave it a shot and go back to the hospital and crack on, you know? So I thought it's a nice little angle for the tour and a little hoop to hang it on, and it's quite interesting.
Dave, can you remember, it's Derek here, do you remember that first gig going back? Were you nervous at all going on stage for the first time?
Hiya, mate. I think I'm always nervous when I go on stage, but I wasn't sort of overwhelmed by it because, you know, people say, you believe them. I think when you get into comedy, you've either got a lot of front and a really lot of bottle, and you do believe that you've got something to offer, or you're somebody like me who just went, I am hilarious, I'm going to go... So, it's totally naive and totally, I believe what anybody tells me. And so, and the thing was, and the show at Scarborough, when I was at Scarborough, I did the heat, the semi-final and the final, and I won them all, and I thought, you know, I did believe all the hype, if you like. And so I did the final, and I was very nervous, but I just thought, I had stupid confidence about it, really, which knocked me back into shape when I came back up north and trying to continue the comedy, but it only had the working men's clubs to really practice in at the time, because the alternative clubs hadn't really blossomed then. So I ended up in a club in Wigan, Poolstock Conservative Club, and the concert secretary going on before me and going, we've had complaints from the audience about the quality of acts, and we have been cutting back, you know, times are hard, and we have changed agents, and we admit we've been getting a poorer quality of acts, and you don't deserve that, and we don't deserve that, and it's wrong. So we're reverting back to our original agents, so I can guarantee that things will improve. That's from next week. So, you know, and it was a real Brian Potter, really was.
That's for next week.
Now, Dave, when you're heading out into a supermarket, what have you, are you often accosted by shoppers?
Especially in Asda.
Yeah, especially in Asda. But, you know, it's, hey, Dave, we're at Black Bin Bags. Like, as if I've never heard. And you've got to be nice. And you've got to go, oh, you are so you are such... And I said, I don't know where they are, mate, because they've changed all the aisles around again. They do that, don't they? It take me 3 circuits to find my toilet duck. So, no idea.
You must sprint when you get the bin bags. The refuge aisle just goes, I need to get bin bags. I just need to sprint, get them in the trolley and then
yeah,
head out here.
Yeah, just go. Get out quick.
Get out quick. And also, you know, that we bin bags was the big one. Of course, corned beef with chips on
the palace.
So, even Buckingham Palace eats corned beef. And we wanted... Just as an aside, I think I've probably mentioned this before, is that we won it. That was set to, I think it's Chris Montez or Chris Furlow, Call Me, it's called,
yeah.
Isn't it, you know? We wanted Blondie's Call Me, and they wouldn't let us clear it, so we had to use it. And it worked very, very well with the lyrics, but I often think if it had been Blondie, it'd have been Jerry and Asda going, corned beef! Corned beef! Corned beef any time! Corned beef! Probably would have been a bit better.
Oh, dear. Your old compadre, Peter Kay's back on tonight. He's got his new show, Car Share. That's pretty damn good, that, isn't it?
I love it, yeah. I started off being a bit... I'm not sure about this. It was a slow burner, but, you know, it's just... I think it's... he's done it again. He's come up with something that sounds very simple, and is very simple, to be fair, that car sharing idea, and just... Made it brilliant, you know. He's got that knack. He's a great comedy actor. There's no doubt. We found that in that Peter Kay thing, which is the first thing that we really wrote together as a series with Neil.
I think that's my favourite of those of all. I mean, I love Phoenix Nights, but I think that Peter Kay thing's my favourite. The one right at the beginning of the services, just superb.
Yeah, it's not far off. There's very little to choose between them, I think, you know, and he plays so many characters. He plays about 17 characters, and he was only about 21, 22 at the time.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, the oldest paper boy in Britain, Leonard. It's a great, great episode, you know, and the ice cream man cometh and all that.
It's apocalypse now, isn't it? Yeah, superb. It's just so good. Dave, you're over in Yorkshire this week. You're at the Skipton Mark Theatre on the 13th of April, back at Leeds City Varieties the 26th of May. Barnsley Civic the 27th of October, and then Huddersfield in November at the Lawrence Battley Theatre. So you have got a large amount of dates coming up. You can find out all the information on Dave's website, which is at davespikey.co.uk. Dave Spikey, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thanks, lads. Enjoyed it.
Cheers. Dave.